Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One of the things that I remember was a bit of a pivot on my journey when it came to prayer was I used to think prayer was to, well, you're asking for stuff, you know. And then shortly after a while, I realized actually prayer done right isn't actually about asking for stuff as much, because the whole principle around non-attachment and detachment, because anything you ask for, eventually you're going to lose to some degree. But it's really about building an intimacy with something greater than yourself. Let's just leave it at that. And it could be universe, mm-hmm. could be creator, mm-hmm. could be God, whatever word you want to use. And I just, you know, again, you were jokingly talking about the audacity to write as the universe, which I love. How is your relationship with what you perceive as the universe? Has it developed more intimacy as you've been writing as the universe? Can you describe that a
minute? Well, I'm still the student, and I've been learning, I'd like to think, by leaps and bounds over these couple of decades. And you know, I phrase it this way now. There's really only you, Amrit, and more you. That's the summation of the universe. And for me, there's only me and more me. There's no delineation. And I loved what you said about prayer. And how it can cultivate kind of an intimacy. And that's really valuable and priceless. Because heretofore, it's been about, you know, can I, may I, should I? And there's some notes that speak to that that I don't have memorized. But it's like, you know, the universe is like, you tell me. You know, if you're praying in question marks, good luck. You know, you pray in thank yous, hallelujah, so be it. And there's nobody out there apart from you listening, actually. So that whole model, you know, coming from, you know, particularly, you know, religious times when God was this angry deity and we were guinea pigs placed here to be tested, judged, and sentenced. God, how we got out of that mess. Many are still thinking that that's the case. But coming from that place, well, you know, dear God, please may I. Makes some sense, but it was based on a false premise that you're here and God's there and that God judges and decides what happens in your life. Rubbish, baloney. It's never been the case. We are who God most wanted to be and who God still is on the razor's edge of reality creation, with the chosen element being, you know, the elephant in the room that we voluntarily forgot who we are and our choice in being here and our choice in being who we are. And, you know, that's the fall from grace. And there's a lot of metaphors, half right, half wrong. But nevertheless, this is the name of the game. And it sure adds to the romance and the adventure and the highs and lows and wants and don't wants. And all, you know, all of a sudden desires born because we believe in separation. And that's not a terrible thing. But if we want unity consciousness and we want to become one, the fastest and best way is to realize we're going to give it to ourselves, and it's up to us to decide what we want. And yeah, we better be careful about what we ask for. Ask for is not the best way, but there's so much wiggle room given our divine heritage. You can still ask and receive, but it's better to give thanks and receive. Give thanks and act as if it's already done. Give thanks and detach. Be happy in the waiting. Be happy as if it might never show up. And that just greases the wheels so that it will show up that much faster, because then there's no fear, there's no resistance. So my relationship with the divine, and this was kind of a lightning bolt moment for me. This past summer, I was sitting looking at the Bay of Manzanillo in Mexico, where we have a home. And I was just kind of contemplating, you know, the nature that it is all the divine, and that we don't really play out our lives in the palm of God's hand, which I used to often say. It's more accurate to say in the heart of God, but even that creates a little bit of separation, because everything is inside of God. There is no outside of God. Everything is God. And I am pure God, and everything is therefore inside of me. And the lightning bolt moment came kind of like when I look out at the world or at my monitor and see anything, birds and woods and water, it's like I'm seeing a reflection of what's inside of me, inside of God. And therefore, if I want to create change, it begins here. And I had this amazing moment with Sarah Landon. I don't know if you know of her. She channels the council. And several summers earlier, I was talking to the council and to Sarah, and I'm saying, I'm really frustrated because I'm trying to calm the waters. And I go out there on this little pier, and I'm talking to the bay, you know, be still, calm, be still. And hopefully complimenting the lightning bolt moment I had, the council powerfully said that you are seeing yourself as separate from the water. You are like, you know, I'm Mike and I'm all powerful and the divine stirs within. Now you calm down, you be still. And said, the water is you. It's you. You be still, you be calm. Go within to calm the outer. And so that's kind of like how I'm cultivating my relationship with prayer and desire and affecting change. And it's ever more bringing me right back to me, closer in my heart, in my mind. And of course, there's layers, Amrit. It's not just our surface thoughts. You know, usually those are in words, which are so incredibly limiting. It's the feeling. It's the vibe that we conjure with comprehension and understanding. The other day I was sitting in here in the morning, kind of a meditation, and I was like, you know, I want this connection. I read this book, I Am the Living Christ is the title of it. And it's like a channeled work on the life and times of Jesus from being a child onward. It's very, very brief booklet. And it said that, you know, Jesus often didn't go out with the kids and would stay secluded and communicate with his father, which is his word for higher self. And so I'm like, okay, I'm game. I'm down. I want to communicate. And a funny realization, you know, when you go there anywhere with questions and you bring it here, answers start coming. Notes from the universe start coming. Things like that. It's amazing. So it's like I realized that my kind of expectation was that, you know, I was like, you know, I'm here, Mike. You got my attention. Yo, dude, what's up? Let's have a relationship.
Father, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know what? It dawned on me that it's going to be a different frequency. We hear that word all the time these days, a different vibration. And it's not going to necessarily, unless he really needs to humor me, a placeholder. It's going to be feelings, and it's going to be feeling tones, and it's going to be a knowingness, or it's going to be an opening. It's like, oh, that totally change how I feel like I will be communicating with my higher self, with all that is, in a brand new way. and more profound, more fulfilling, more complete, like spontaneous illuminations. Like, So stemming from your talk on prayer, which I quite liked.
You're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday, and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion, and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling, and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.